Good morning. It is such a pleasure and a privilege to be with you all this morning. That was a beautiful introduction, but I wanted to introduce myself in a more personal level. As Jen said, my name is Alejandra Salemi, but most people just call me Allie. I'm currently a student at the University of Florida, about an hour north from here. I'm working on my Master's of Public Health. I should be graduating in a year. And I'm also serving on Gator Wesley as an intern. This is my third year serving with Gator Wesley. And I'm currently in charge of the social justice, the community health, and the vocational discernment ministries there at Wesley. I was invited to speak about myself a little bit today and also to share a little bit about two very special and holy places in my heart. And those places are obviously Gator Wesley and Warren Willis Camp. It really doesn't take the spirit of, it doesn't take the season of Thanksgiving to remind me of how special and holy both of these places are to me. When I reflect back on the past 8 years of my life, I realize that a lot of who I am and who I've become is because of the shaping that happened in both of these communities. In both of these communities, I encountered other fellow believers, and we attempted to figure out what our calling was and what the meaning of the season of our life was and how we could use it for a better purpose. I think that Warren Willis Camp and Gator Wesley became a place for me to practice my faith, but more importantly, for me to practice my Thanksgiving. If you haven't heard a lot about Warren Willis Camp, it's honestly, I think I can speak for a lot of elementary, middle, and high school kids. It's probably the highlight for most people's summers, if they ever go. As a longtime camper myself, I went for about 7 years in a row. I remember the weeks and days leading up to camp. I remember packing my bags way in advance. I usually didn't sleep the night before, and I was ready to go early in the morning the first day of camp. It was always filled with so much excitement and anticipation and joy, because there was really nothing more exciting than going away for a week with a bunch of kids to play and to learn, but most importantly, to experience the joys of God. Even now, as an adult, camp holds a certain holiness, which is experienced by hundreds of college counselors that go every year and work selflessly for 3 months. While I've personally never been a counselor myself, as I took other internships in other places, like Hawaii, I have many, many close friends of mine who are currently counselors, and they've been counselors for many years in a row. Every time the topic of camp comes up, they always speak of it with such high regards, often with sparkles in their eyes and joy in their voice, because they share stories of how kids overcame their fears or opened up to them and shared very deep things that needed to be shared with people, or kids that have rekindled their relationship with Christ or even committed their lives to God for the first time. See, I really believe that every single corner of this earth is beautiful and special and holy if we look hard enough. But at Warren Willis Camp, you really don't have to look that far because it's so present and so obvious. Transitioning out of high school and into a huge university like UF, UF has about 55,000 students, so you really become a very small fish in a gigantic pond. I knew right away that I needed to find a foundation for a new life away from home. While things like camp and my local youth group were very fortifying and very reassuring experiences, I quickly knew that starting college, I would need a place that my faith could be supported in a community, especially because I was navigating issues with passing classes, with being on my own for the first time, being independent, and adulthood. Gator Wesley seemed like a very natural fit for me, since I grew up, like I said, going to camp for many years in a row, and grew up going to a Methodist church back in Orlando. If I could go back and say one thing to my freshman year self, it would simply be, thank you. And it's not just because it's that time of year to be thankful, because gratitude doesn't really go out of season, but we'll talk about that more later. I would say thank you because I made a decision to invest in my faith and connect to a community that would later help me through the absolute worst times of my life and also the best times of my life. Because Gator Wesley, much like camp, are more than just places to gather. They're more than just four walls of a building or acres with trees and, you know, a lake on it. Both communities really embody the spirit of Thanksgiving and provide a formative experience for many kids and teens and young adults in their spiritual lives. If we read Colossians 3:15 through 17, it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms and hymns and songs of the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Now, I did a little bit of research on this passage because it seemed to fit so well with the season of Thanksgiving and the culture that I'm talking about that's found at Warren Willis and at Gator Wesley. I could tell from just simply reading it that these verses had the idea of gratitude in communities, as it obviously says in the words. But a deeper scholarly interpretation unveiled how closely my communities and this season of Thanksgiving really were beyond just the surface level. Now, let me explain. Paul first talks about letting the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Some scholars argue that this is a reference not to the internal sense of calm, but rather a relational concord among people and between people. Paul is speaking specifically of relationships within the church, the people who were unified under Christ in spite of their racial and cultural and sociological differences. Perhaps Paul is suggesting that a harmonious Thanksgiving is available for those who choose to approach it with a heart of gratitude and a heart of peace. So maybe this American holiday, which is obviously special and beautiful, could actually embody a more universal and spiritual idea that transcends just this one nation. Paul continues this passage by reminding the Colossians that it is this peace to which you are called to in one body. See, if the Colossians were going to withstand the difficulties and the dangers of the time of being a Christian, they had to do so in community, in family, and most importantly, in love. The solidarity of God's new people standing together as one unified body is vital to withstanding the threat they face for being part of the church at the time, since many of the Christians at the time were being persecuted. Much like how vital it is to have communities like Warren Willis and Gator Wesley in place during a season of young adults and kids' lives that are very challenging and trying. I think that being a believer and following Christ is never the easy choice. It never says in the Bible that it's going to be an easy choice. And growing up, there were many opportunities for my friends and I to go down paths that would have landed us in danger or in harm's way. I watched many of my friends fall to peer pressure and cause a lot of pain to themselves and to their families and to others. And in college, this trend only continued and even heightened as a lot of us experienced independence for the first time, being not with our parents for the first time. Our hearts and our passions for a brighter world was under attack because of how inviting a shallow lifestyle was. Much like the early believers of the church at the time, we needed to bond together to withstand peer pressure and habits that would prove negative to our souls. These ministries, both Gator Wesley and Warren Willis Camp, provide a space to hold fast to our faith, even when it's not cool or popular to do so. Paul then talks about simply being thankful. And this is the first of three references to gratitude in these verses. Paul may be simply trying to emphasize the importance of not taking the gospel for granted, but also about being intentional about thankfulness for Christ and what he has done in our lives. Just a couple of days ago, obviously, we celebrated Thanksgiving as a nation. We celebrated our privileges and our blessings and the beauty of gratitude. Whether we were gathered around with a big family with lots of food or gathered around a smaller crowd or even celebrated it on our own, the opportunity of thanksgiving presented itself. See, we were given the opportunity to reflect on our lives, to reflect on the love in our lives, and maybe even reflect on the difficult stuff that causes us to wince when we think about it. But to me, Thanksgiving as a holiday and as a life practice really boils down to one thing, and that's opportunity. I think this is a new realization of mine, this concept of Thanksgiving and a heart of gratitude as being an opportunity or even a choice. See, for me, Thanksgiving is still a holiday I can't completely wrap my head around, and I'll explain why. I, as you could probably tell by my name, I was not born in this country. I was born in Colombia in South America and emigrated with my mom when I was really little. I think that's kind of where some of my cultural differences start to show a little bit, because my Thanksgiving usually included a blend of my dad's American culture and traditions and my mom and I's Colombian culture and traditions. So for this reason, every year I find myself learning something new about this beautiful tradition, and it causes it to be that much more special in my heart. Each Thanksgiving holiday comes with an opportunity to grow and to learn and to appreciate this adopted culture of mine. That's what Warren Willis and Gator Wesley are and were to me. Choices, opportunities of growth and of Thanksgiving. These communities became more than just a place of worship, but rather a place to celebrate Thanksgiving. And not just on a single Thursday in November. Thanksgiving also came in the middle of a very hot week in July every year as I packed my bags to go to camp. Thanksgiving also comes every semester as a lot of my peers and a lot of my friends are struggling through finals week and through exam week, and we're coming together to worship God and find a little bit of peace in the midst of a lot of stress. Let's read Colossians 3:15 through 17 one more time. It says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the peace of Christ dwell among you, richly as you teach and admonish one another, with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Both of the communities that I speak of embody this scripture passage so well. The message of Christ was first shared to me in a beautiful and genuine way at this camp. Scriptures were shared, songs were sung, dances were danced, but most importantly, the spirit of gratitude was experienced. Whether on a dock as I watched the sunrise or in a sweaty fellowship hall dancing and singing and praising God, it was then that the peace of Christ engulfed my soul. Year after year, Warren Willis became my sanctuary. It was absolutely the highlight of my summer growing up and the place where I made lifelong friends, friends who I still keep in contact with to this day. This was my yearly opportunity of Thanksgiving that first introduced me to a lifestyle of Christianity. Gator Wesley, on the other hand, has become maybe the most important opportunity for Thanksgiving so far. After 4 years of college, I have realized how many opportunities and choices have presented themselves in my life. I've had opportunities to morph my life into the dreams and the hopes and the aspirations that I have. Some of those choices have been good, and other of those choices have been not so good. But Gator Wesley became a community where I built my healthy habits. It's where I got to focus on my mental health and my spiritual health. It made me realize how easy it was to slip away from the important message of Christ and forget the peace that he's offering. It was in this community that the ever-present need for a grateful heart became apparent as I experienced difficult times in my life and had friends walk through them with me, and vice versa. The peace of Christ became a shelter that surrounded me and my community when we began to realize how privileged and blessed we had been all along. And see, I think that's why Thanksgiving as a holiday is so amazing, because it's a ubiquitous presence of our culture. It's always there every single year. And honestly, having a heart of gratitude isn't easy. And oftentimes it's easy to become bogged down and saddened by all of the tragedies and the darkness of this world. Thanksgiving, the holiday, is a time when being grateful becomes more apparent and obvious and in the forefront of our minds. To me, Thanksgiving is a taste of what the kingdom of heaven would look like if we allowed our daily practices to be one of never-ending thanksgiving. Because as I've mentioned, Thanksgiving is an opportunity to live out our lives in such a way that God has called us to live it out. Because imagine this, what if we created a community around us that lived and thrived and grew with each other in song and dance and prayer through the good times and the bad times? What if our daily actions and thoughts embodied a heart of God that allowed for Thanksgiving to be more than just one day a year? I did a little Google searching because Thanksgiving doesn't come on the same day every year, and found out that we have 368 days until the next Thanksgiving, which means that we have 368 days or opportunities to pour love and light into each other. But not just to each other, not just to the people that we love and the people that we know, but also to the strangers that we don't know, or the people that maybe we don't get along with or agree with. That's 368 opportunities to praise God for the highs and for the lows, for the times of doubt and for the times of certainty. And that might be the most unique part of Thanksgiving. Having a heart of gratitude is an opportunity that is present in all chapters of our lives, in all seasons of our lives. Because Scripture doesn't say, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart when things are going according to plan, or when everything's perfect, or when you have all your ducks in a row. It says we are called to peace at all times, regardless of the circumstances, and in all times with a heart of gratitude. Whether we are at a high point in our lives or find ourselves like the biblical character Job in pits of sorrow and despair, Thanksgiving is present and presenting itself with choice and opportunity. I wonder what it would look like to celebrate Thanksgiving 365 days a year. I wonder how different our communities, our country, and our world would look like if each day we lived out Colossians 3:15-17. I wonder how much of God's will for our lives would come to fruition so that people from different perspectives, different upbringings, and different beliefs could live in harmony. I wonder if the opportunity of Thanksgiving is what it would take to bring out authentic communities like the ones found at Warren Willis and at Gator Wesley to the streets of Ocala, or to cities in Florida, or cities in the United States, or even across the world. As I close out, I wanted to challenge you with a task. Live as many days in your life with a heart of gratefulness, of thanksgiving. Don't let this holiday, don't let Thanksgiving be just a one-time-a-year thing, but rather a habitual practice of every single day use. Experiment with the beauty of Thanksgiving during difficult times and watch it transform your life in maybe a similar way that it's transformed mine. Because for me, accepting the opportunity of Thanksgiving is one of the best ways for me to express my love for God. When we embrace gratitude as an object of love, we begin to see how that can inspire others and bring light to others around us. Our gratitude and our thanksgiving can be beacons of light if we allow it to be. When we recognize the wonderfulness of this world, those around us cannot help but perceive the magnificence of it because we have become vessels of God's beauty and light. So, I invite you to be light. I invite you to embody spiritual beauty and accept the opportunity of Thanksgiving. Thank you.